The Daily Gripe strikes again. Robert Easley in the house to talk about his latest. Professor Easley, you might recognize him from our great state of Michigan. So, Robert, we'll call you Bob. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Who's on this front cover? Goodness gracious, is she getting chased by a dinosaur?
Well, it kind of looks like it. It's a stock photo, actually, but it's I put it on there after a friend of mine who was being chased by this monstrosity of a dog while she was out trying to go running.
We'll talk more about that. Bob Easley, welcome back to the morning show. I know you presented the Daily Gripe, where we had a conversation about this talent of yours in book form, and now you're back with the work entitled I Like That Word, The Daily Gripe Strikes Again. So who is Bob Easley? Let's start here.
Well, I'm a college professor. I teach at Ferris State in the construction management program. I'm not sure how I got into this writing thing, but I started out with some stuff that I got in the exit laughing part of Field and Stream, and I had so much fun with it. A couple things got published, and my mom was an English teacher, so I just wanted to make her proud.
Great. All right, yeah. You have to have your vocation, but your avocation is often your labor of love. Let's start with a reminder of The Daily Gripe. What was this all about, Bob?
Well, it is just a collection of short stories, general humor, all kinds of stuff. So in the first book, I just hit a variety of different topics, and that might be something as simple as going to the mall or going on I was in a ski race one time where there was all these half-insane people that were trying to pass you. And it could be almost anything, almost any topic. And the whole book is a collection of short stories that probably take less than 5 minutes to read each.
Is the purpose to make us laugh?
It's absolutely to make you laugh. In fact, I'm kind of hoping if you're drinking a can of soda that you might snort some of it out your nose.
Let me put my coffee cup down as we speak. Bob, your latest, I Like That Word, The Daily Gripe starts Again, is praised by our own Tom Rattermaker, where you have captured what it's like to be human and laugh at it aloud in The Daily Gripe. And then, of course, he rewards you for your latest as well. Bob, let's look. I Like That Word. Tell me about the title.
Well, it was something that happened kind of by accident. In one of my early writings, I played, used some word that I probably rarely use, and I went, oh, I like that word, in parentheses. So I got about 30 emails from people who thought that was funny. So the next time I didn't put it in, I sort of got yelled at. So now it's sort of become my, my trademark if I find some cool word that I want to use in a story.
Well, as I asked for a couple of examples of your latest work, this is already not only praised by Tom, but your Amazon bestseller status. Have you captured this?
It fairly recently happened that we found out that we're Amazon bestsellers. I think that sort of helps promote the book a little bit. It's available both in as an ebook and also as a paper book. I like paper myself, but there's a lot of people that want to read their Kindles. So lucky us, with a little promotion from my publisher, we've hit some, we've gone up the chart a little ways.
And I don't know, is it required reading for your students? You're not teaching English. You're kind of in a whole different venue, but I imagine it's highly recommended, right?
Well, highly recommended. I have to be careful. I think we might have a conflict of interest. So they're only encouraged to read this if they like.
That's good. All right, Bob, let's, take apart a little bit of some examples. You start with a chapter one that involves kids and other awkward creatures. You land with your final chapter, Miscellaneous, yes?
Yes, indeed. There's a whole bunch of different chapters. It includes the outdoors. It includes the first chapter is really quite a bit, a big piece of me, because it has to do with growing up. So it has to do with my complete ineptness, if that's a word. I like that word. At playing a trumpet, and some challenges in driver's ed, and the kind of things that you run into, for example, at the prom or a day at the beach, and a variety of things that high school kids or, maybe grade school kids go through.
Again, before I ask you, I'm going to zone in on a particular example or two. Did you have to sit down and do some reminiscing? I mean, did you have to spend some time remembering about your prom or that great fishing excursion as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. You have to sit down, make a few notes yourself, and I'm kind of an impulse writer, so sometimes an article almost writes itself, and other times you have to sit there and just struggle through the details and finally put something out. So it just depends how motivated you are that day.
Yes, again, from Kids and Other Awkward Creatures, Food for Thought. Let's spend a moment on the great outdoors. Pick one of your I don't want to say favorites, but give me an example of a story from the great outdoors.
Well, there's one in there called Good Golly, Miss Molly, and that's not a mispronunciation. The Golly is a river down in West Virginia where my wife and I and some other friends went down and family, and we went on one of those rafting trips, whitewater rafting. Terrific stuff.
They have different levels. Did you go on one of the highest levels?
We went on the highest level, the kind where you might just be upside down in the river, yes. And the fun of it was, and the reason it was a good story, was that they have these rafting guides who are just like Greek gods. I mean, they're muscular and they're tanned and they're just amazing people, except our rafting guide, who was a full-time, I think, junior high teacher and a 97-pound weakling. And because of that, we had a much more interesting trip than a lot of the other rafts did.
Are all of your stories, again, I'll be asking for a couple more examples, but do they have good endings? Will I be happy at the end, or are there realities here?
No, everything in here is upbeat. Everything is happy. Even though it's called The Daily Gripe, it really is just something that that came out of maybe 8 or 10 years ago. So they're all meant to be just funny and uplifting and make you happy, and they're actually nice and clean, too, so you can have your 16-year-old kid read them if you want to.
I Like That Word is the title. The Daily Gripe Strikes Again. Robert Easley, author in the house, again, also professing up in Big Rapids. What's this Have You Hugged Your Squirrel Today story?
That was a pretty fun one. I was lamenting the fact that after you get past about January 1st, there aren't very many holidays until you get to Woodchuck Day. So we decided to invent a brand new one. And we got a brand new one there that sort of combines 6 or 7 of them. And so we came up with a reason, kind of a, you know, a reason to hug your squirrel as part of one of those days of the week, like they have Mom's Day and Dad's Day, but they also have, you know, probably Saltwater Taffy Day. Well, this is Hug Your Squirrel Day.
How about, here I am on page 88, the wine is fine. You admit you're kind of a wine connoisseur?
Kind of sewer, yes. Well, I just made a note of the fact that I do like to drink wine, but if you bought me a $100 bottle, it's probably wasted on me because my taste buds aren't that good. But this was a great story about pulling the wool over the eyes of about 20 people at a party and feeding them some wine that wasn't quite what it was advertised to be.
Did you write about any of your professing? Would your students recognize themselves at all in here?
Probably not. I thought I'd kind of leave that one alone. For FERPA reasons, yes. Another, I thought I'd leave those out of there.
Yes. What's another story that maybe you like to talk about?
Well, a lot of my stories are sort of about me or something that I've done, but yes. One of the ones I enjoyed quite a bit was called Mr. Ed.
Oh, yeah.
And
under quirky people.
Yes, and ED is not really Ed. It's that thing we see on television where men are trying to take care of a certain problem that they have as they get a little bit older. And I personally find it almost, you know, beyond belief that two people might be sitting in clawfoot bathtubs next to each other and holding hands. So I had to poke fun at that one.
Well, you've got Mr. Ed, the boss, 3 sheets to the windbag, bad news, a lot under that quirky people. We see you at an upcoming book signing, don't we?
That's right. I'm going to be at the Barnes & Noble on March 30th. Okay. That's at the mall in Granville, which is Rivertown Crossing, excuse me. So from 2 to 4 o'clock on March 30th, I'll be there signing books and saying hello, and I hope people come to visit me.
Yeah. So how do you picture your book signings, or what is typical? Obviously, you'll get introduced. Will you do some reading, some of your stories here?
I would be happy to do that if anybody wants me to read them a story. For the most part, people just come in and want a signature, and they want to talk a little bit. And I'm a Granville graduate, so I'm hoping that some of my old classmates will drop in and say hi.
Say hi to Professor Bob Easley, Robert Easley, March 30th. Again, Rivertown Crossings is where he will sign his latest book that has made the list of Amazon bestseller status. So thank you, Robert Easley, again hanging out on the campus of Ferris Strait University as a school director, associate professor as well. So, Bob, thank you for your good time and your good book that is entitled I Like That Word.